Again, we appreciate that the time for many of the activities is a challenge for us. We did get some feedback that you would have enjoyed more time on what you were able to discuss this morning. Obviously, we do have to move on to a pretty packed agenda, but we really did want to give a little bit of time to start off this afternoon to have our facilitators give us all a little bit of feedback on what you discussed this morning and what came out of your sessions. So, without further ado, I have Tasha Carruthers, Carol Ross, Vicki Dalton, and Janet Berry, who I am simply going to invite one after the other to have at the podium now.
The others were clever enough to make notes, but I'm going to go from our flip chart, which luckily is up here. So did people want to hear what we discussed on every question? Is that the idea?
5 minutes.
Okay. We had seven top five priorities. Communication, particularly in the absence of computers and the internet, was an issue that came up. And the focus in that case was around rural communities and where people are simply not that technologically oriented. Adequate funding was a priority, and we identified within that the need for a basic office arrangement, phone, fax, internet, photocopies, office supplies, wages, although many are doing the work on a volunteer basis, and also resource sharing, so funding that would allow us to work with other groups as well. Time management was an issue. How do we set our priorities, given that none of us has enough time? Education and training, and that extends to low-income people, I guess our client base, ourselves as advocates, and also outreach in terms of service clubs, organizations that we are increasingly working with, and that would be outreach and education in terms of what it's like to live in poverty. Education and training also around the issue of professionalism and standards came up as a priority. These are not five priorities. Okay. Helping and educating people in a way that works for them was also a priority. So that came connected again with the use of computers, or when computers were not available, how do we educate and work in a way that works for our client base? Recruiting volunteers is a priority in the thinking that if there are more of us doing the work, then there'll be less burnout and it'll be more effective work. Also a priority is to continue to pressure the political people, to pressure and to educate. We would achieve this through networking, sharing resources, even print resources that individual groups are developing, and also I think sharing energy and ideas. We would like to see more partnerships or recognize that we need to act collectively. One idea that came up was to think in terms of different community organizations that we might work with, such as co-ops, the Legion, service groups, unions, parks and recreation, radio stations. The need to continue to use existing resources. For example, radio is an effective medium where literacy is an issue. Communication came up, and ideas to sort of breach the communication problem where there isn't necessarily access to the internet. Public forums, using print materials, hold regional meetings regularly, quarterly for instance. And then the idea came up to create perhaps a central newsletter with contributions from around the province, and perhaps the long haul might be a vehicle for this, or to recreate or have a variation on something like Community Law Matters, and that this would be a print medium rather than internet-based. Somebody had the very concrete idea that each advocate write one letter a week to the MLA, the newspaper, or something that talks about what have you experienced in the last week. And this would be a way of getting out there. Somebody reminded us of the blenders and dentures issue. And we deal with things like this on a regular basis. If we get them out, then they feel isolated, but if we do an ongoing lobbying, perhaps, We know they're not isolated, and this is one way of making that obvious. And then ideas to avoid burnout, exercise, and using community resources, building community capacity, community capacity building, and this is a way of, again, it comes back up to networking and sharing resources. So that's.